Becker's Hospital Review is committed to delivering our audience safe access to vital educational opportunities. With this in mind, our 11th annual meeting will be in virtual format for the first time. Whether in the home or workplace, attendees will have access to sessions where industry leaders will be discussing the most pressing issues in healthcare, including the rise of virtual care, addressing clinician burnout, and delivering on price transparency. To learn more, click on the conference tab at beckershospitalreview.com.
This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by John Schneider. John's president of the Sanford Health Plan. John is a brilliant sort of managed care leader for a long time, went over to Sanford a couple years ago to take leadership of their health plans, very successful health plans. We're going to talk about whether Biden administration will have an impact on these kinds of health care plans, managed care plans, and also sort of the trends that he's seeing in the business. John, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll tee up with the question.
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate it. Again, John Schneider. I have been here at the Sanford Health Plan about a year and a half and really leading their effort to integrate it into their system. Sanford's about a $6.5 billion system, and primarily in North and South Dakota, but also in Minnesota and Iowa. Before that, I was at Carle Health System in Urbana, Illinois. It was there about 31 years. I was the system chief operating officer, but probably about the last 4 or 5 years I was at Carle, I was also the chief executive officer and president for their health plan, Health Alliance.
And so, John, what do you see with and it's very hard for me to understand what will happen with these things. I mean, there's obviously more enthusiasm for the ACA, for what was Obamacare. They're shoring that up. They're shoring up Medicaid. There is some discussion of expanding Medicare. What is your sense of how this will impact plans like the Sanford Health plans? Or is it, how do you filter through that kind of noise?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Biden administration appears to be focusing on expanding access and affordability of healthcare coverage. And I think that's absolutely a positive development for the health insurance market. I'm sure you saw today that they did announce that they do an executive order that they are going to reopen the marketplace, I believe, starting in mid-February for several months to expand the enrollment through that. And I think that's just one example of probably many that the Biden administration will be doing to again expand access and affordability. And I think that's good. I think that's great. It certainly is in line with what I think everyone projects as the government stepping up and being a bigger payer. And I think for health plans, are going to need to be focused more in that government payer space.
John, In plans like yours, you serve the ACA type of plans as well. So that's not viewed as a negative or a positive, but viewed as fine.
No, I think it's a positive. I mean, I think that, I think a lot of plans have kind of shied away, especially of the exchange there for a while as it was so unpredictable. But I think many more plans are coming back into that space. And we've been in that space since the beginning of the exchange. And So I don't see it. I see it as a positive.
And then what are two or three of the trends that you see in your business that you're following as the operator of a health system owned insurance plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, COVID is a trend we're all trying to figure out. What's that going to mean and what's that going to look like? I think clearly the Biden administration is focusing on tackling COVID, getting people back to work, to school. And I think that's positive for the business community and for health insurance. And so, I think some of the things we need to look forward in the future is, what is going to be the expectations on health plans as far as what to cover. There's still a lot of pressure on carriers to cover, pretty much everything related to COVID. And at some point, we've got to figure out what that means and what that looks like. I know there'll probably be questions in the future about surveillance, COVID testing, which I think will probably be in our future. So we just need to kind of see how that goes. And I guess I would hope that the Biden administration would look to work with health plans to kind of bend the cost curve, which is what we really should be focusing on, versus just simply, shifting costs, which is some of what's gone on with COVID. I think a couple of other things, just trends that we're seeing. Obviously, telehealth. You know, it was significantly expanded during the pandemic. I think people found it was a really good modality to be able to give people choice and different ways to access care. I think one of the things that, I would hope the Biden administration would look at is how do we get, today we have a patchwork of regulations that are inconsistent and variable from state to state, and certainly there's no federal oversight. And I would hope maybe that would be an area that they would step in and help. And I guess the other trend that we continue to see, and I'm sure, you know, everyone across the country has seen, is just prescription drug cost is becoming a bigger and bigger part of that spend and of medical spend. And how do we manage that, control that, so that it's a viable alternative as far as being able to afford it and offer affordable premiums to people. A lot of that's driven by specialty drugs and just price increases throughout the nation. So those are probably two or three of the ones that you know we're seeing is kind of forefront for us.
And let me ask you another question. When you look at bending the cost curve, I mean, is that actually possible, or is that something that is just sort of never going to happen in our country?
Oh, I think it's absolutely possible, and it's gonna have to happen. I think that the biggest fundamental problem with our system is that the incentives are not aligned. For the most part, providers are still paid fee for service, and so they're incented to see people to generate procedures and until we get to I call it a value based reimbursement system where the incentives are aligned so that hospitals and providers are kind of paid kind of a per member per month set fee to take care of people and that's they're kind of banked, if you will, to take care of people, keep them out of the hospital, keep them out of the doctor's office. It's going to be hard to do. I think once we can figure out as a nation how to get those financial incentives aligned, yeah, I think then we can bend that cost curve.
But is it truly a serious part of the problem? Procedures that are being done that don't need to be done. I mean, is that truly a big percentage of the problem?
Everything I've read, says it is, that there's potentially 20 to 30% of, call it waste in the system. And I think, again, getting those incentives aligned would help to kind of drive that waste out. That's a place where a Sanford health plan, an integrated provider sponsor plan, we can do a lot of that because we share the risk obviously in the family. And so I've seen it work. I've seen it work at Carl and I've seen it work here at Sanford and it's possible. You just got to get those incentives aligned.
Let me ask you a question. You've done a truly magnificent job of running hospital owned insurance plans. And that's the minority of people that have done a magnificent job doing this and had great success with it. What's the secret?
I think the secret is being able to have people in leadership roles who really understand both sides of the fence. The insurance business is very, very different than running a hospital or running a clinic. And I was blessed to have the opportunity at Carl to kind of walk both sides. My background was mostly in the hospital as chief operating officer, ran clinics, but then did get the opportunity to go on the insurance side. And when you really understand both sides, light bulbs come on as far as the opportunity to really integrate and do things differently to get back to what we talked about earlier, to really bend that cost curve.
John, I appreciate you joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you. You've done a remarkable job. And so I always value your thoughts a great deal. It really is interesting what you've accomplished. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity to talk.